Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here with a very talented guy, very funny guy. Jamie Kennedy is our very special guest, actor, comedian, and just wonderful work all around. Trick is his latest, and we'll talk to him about that movie. It sounds terrific. Everyone knows him from the Scream franchise as Randy Meeks, but so many other things. I should also mention one of my favorite documentaries is Heckler, and I mention it on this show all the time, and so many celebrities have watched it and said it's absolutely the best. And Jamie's done so much great work over the year. But hey, Jamie, how are you?
Good, man. How are you, brother?
I'm doing well, and congratulations on Trick. It sounds like it's going to be terrific, and it sounds like it is terrific. What can you tell us about it?
Oh, man, it's like a new, I think it's going to be a new horror franchise, you know. It's takes place on Halloween, and about a young kid who, really it's about an officer who keeps getting haunted by a young kid who basically murders keep happening, and he's wondering if he's losing his mind because he thinks he keeps getting rid of the person. And it's a very, very, very compelling movie. You know, it's like a new way to tell a horror story, you know.
You play a doctor in it? Am I understanding that right?
I play Dr. Steven, yes. Every year, these murders happen, and this police officer, played by Omar Epps, is trying to solve them. And I'm the doctor at the hospital he keeps running into, yes.
Well, listen, that's terrific. It sounds great. You always seem to have a lot going on. I mentioned Heckler, and again, it's one of my favorite documentaries, and it's dynamite, just on criticism and on so many other things. Have you gotten a lot of feedback over the years? I know that was back in 2007, but have you gotten a lot of celebs that have dealt with hecklers, dealt with critics and these keyboard commandos? Have you gotten a lot of them come up to you and saying, man, I just absolutely loved Heckler?
Yeah, thank you for that. I've got a lot of people in general, definitely some other, artists, musicians, comedians, a lot of comedians, some actors, and yeah, I mean, people basically feel that, we struck a nerve, and it shows the other side of what's going on, you know, in the process of when you try to create something and put it out there, and what people kind of, you know, fight you against it. And I appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, it was a painful experience, but it was a cathartic one, you know, to make it.
Yeah. Terrific, though. I mean, just really great work. Actually, I've said it before on this show to so many people. It's an important piece for people to check out. I mean, anyone. And again, you know, 2007, so much have changed now as we're approaching 2020. The print media is going out of business, and more and more people can sit behind a keyboard and just basically just rip out at comedians and actors and so forth. And without consequence. So that's a great, if anybody gets a chance to see that, Heckler is dynamite. Just great work by Jamie on that.
It's on.
Go ahead.
It's on Amazon. Yeah, Prime. Thank you.
Yeah, terrific. Well, hey, listen, lots of work there. I mean, you got a resume a mile long and really have done, you know, wonderful work all throughout the years. Your stand-up is great. Are you doing a stand-up tour anytime soon?
I am. I'm on tour right now. You can go to my social media. I have all my dates on my Twitter, which is at Jamie Kennedy and JamieHay.com. I have a bunch of dates. I go up every week. I'm going to Canada. I was just in New York, actually.
Yeah, well, listen, everyone, check him out. But check out Trick, everyone. That's the latest by Jamie Kennedy. We got about a minute or two left with Jamie. Frank McKay here with actor, comedian, producer. someone, and again, I urge everyone to see Heckler. It's dynamite, absolutely dynamite, and it's definitely worth seeing. It'll get you thinking. But check out Trick once again. Everyone knows his work from Scream as Randy Meeks. He won awards for that, and he should have. And it is it's a great franchise, but also a lot of voice acting and good cult stuff. I like the Cleveland Show. He played Fedeline Jones, and it was such a dynamite character. Fanboy and Chum Chum, he did great work on that as well. But a lot of the cooler voice acting work is coming up more and more as I guess we get into the Hulus and the Netflix and everything else. Do you like the new world of entertainment as opposed to, you know, when you started out? I mean, there's a lot of distribution out there right now.
Yeah, it's a great time to do stuff because there's a lot of outlets and a lot of different ways you can work and do jobs. And, you know, it's just a matter of people seeing your content because there's so much of it, you know, and you just have to get it into the right, you know, channels for people to see it. But it's a great time to create stuff for sure.
Well, listen, let me let you run. I know you're backed up here, but thrilled to have you. And again, congratulations on all your success. All throughout the career, but really, Heckler, once again, is a must-see for everyone. But Trick is a must-see. Everyone's got to check it out and check out Jamie with Omar Epps and some serial killing going on, and certainly this time of year. And check out, again, the Scream franchise. Jamie, once again, give us a website or a social media site where people can follow along and check out your live show.
Instagram is Jamie Kennedy on Instagram, Jamie Kennedy on Twitter, and just jamiekennedy.com.
Hey, all the best, Jamie. Talk to you real soon.
Thank you so much, Frank. I appreciate all the kind words.
Thank you. Jamie Kennedy, everyone.
Hey, thank you, brother.
Take care, man. Take care.
Brother.
Jamie Kennedy, everyone. Check him out in Trick, and it's a slasher film, and a lot of people are talking about it as, again, being a franchise. He's hoping, of course, it becomes another franchise for him. But it did great work in Scream as Randy Meeks, and it won a Blockbuster Award for supporting actor in that. But again, Jamie Kennedy, you know, his work from, the follow-up to Jim Carrey, which, you know, they got slammed. Probably one of the reasons he did Heckler. Which, again, I can't overstate how good I thought that was. And it was back in 2007, and probably very few people bring it up to him. But it's a documentary, basically him going around interviewing all of these hecklers in comedy clubs. And, like, why are you doing it? Why do you think you're part of the show and so forth? But more importantly, you know, some of the keyboard commandos. He went to their house and he got into interviews with them and pointed out that a lot of them are living in their mother's basements and just kind of sitting back and criticizing, not really getting much done themselves. But I thought it was fascinating and just an interesting take on the whole point of heckling and why people do it and why people criticize and whatever. And you would never think of someone saying that, but Jamie Kennedy, he did an important documentary, and I don't know that he's ever done another one, but that was it's an excellent one. Heckler, guy I used to manage, Chris Angel, was in that, and this is well after I managed him, but he was interviewed with Jamie, and he had a whole host of celebrities like that really got slammed. I think Carrot Top was in there. And a lot of folks that are slammed left and right for their acts, and you know Jamie's been one of them, and anytime you're trying to make a living out there as a comedian or an actor, and you're taking all kinds of roles, you're open to criticism. I mean, let's face it. But again, Trick is the name of his latest. Jamie Kennedy is actor, comedian, best known from Scream and the Scream franchise. But also, again, check out Heckler when you can. Frank McKay signing off. Jamie Kennedy has been our very special guest. We'll see you all next time on Breaking It Down.